those people who are very also curious to see what I'm doing, because mm-hmm. it's a normal thing. And I like very much their suggestions. And they're always very intelligent and mm-hmm. very, very useful.
Sure.
That is mm-hmm. it was marvelous. It was for me to make this thing was maybe much more interesting than for you to see it done.
No, I understand. It is important to see how you got the idea.
Yeah,
they get more. They have more practical way of talking about things. But it's just really a question for me, because there's something I like very much for that. But do you think it really could function?
No, 100%.
Really?
100%.
And
for example,
coffee is not too cold if it's coming out?
No,
because you
okay.
have this long tube.
A long way?
No, it's okay. It functions 100%.
That was always my problem, how hot the coffee is.
There is a coffee machine, completely with a different form, but with the same logic and
mm-hmm.
plus minus the same size, and it works.
Well, then it's fantastic.
From the 13.
Then it's absolutely
this
great.
This always was our question, whether it functions
it will
or
function without
whether
any
it is
doubt.
Just a piece of art.
No, it's mm-hmm. it's when I'm doing a design, I'm not trying to do a functional, because let's say to make a functional thing today or to do a functional architecture, it's very easy. It's easy because we have such a big experience behind ourselves. We have also possibilities. From manuals till other examples to do perfect thing functionally. But I think that all today already we understand, it's already almost clear that function is only one thing, and I'm
turning
to our senses that were neglected completely.
Or you have to change the category of function.
No, I think the function is one element. It's very important, but
yeah,
it's not the main thing.
But it's not a fixed category.
Oh,
you know,
so if
you discuss, let's say, 19th
Bauhaus
century, what they thought about what is function, it was very different from what Bauhaus then did.
I think yes, but the thing is, everyone is reading today laws, and everyone has very when laws is. to explain that there is no use for decoration anymore. He does speak about not use of decoration, as I understand it. I think that he doesn't want decoration, because decoration was not a decoration as they are doing in Memphis, for example. It's not a decoration for a decoration. It's decoration that is a connection between the consumer and a huge number of factors that are connected to the world of this object.
Yeah.
Every flower, every form has a significance, a very clear significance in this decoration and in this function. When a man in the history, in the very far history, did a knife for himself and he did flowers on it, or did something, some decoration, it had a significant. He had a much bigger relationship between the knife, the instrument, and himself. It was done for himself. He didn't did it to make it nicer. He did it because he wanted to have this relationship on other scale.
Yeah, sure.
And when Loos is speaking about no use of decoration, because people lost the sensibility or the knowledge and the contact with this type of decoration. So I think that what Loos did was a type of decoration, not doing decoration in an area when everyone is doing decoration is a type of decoration. And now the time matured to try to find another type of decoration.
And that's
yeah,
the point.
But the decoration,
that
but
no.
people are not trying to do it. People are trying to make flowers, for example,
sure.
to copy Art Nouveau,
yeah.
this
is
not a decoration.
No,
right.
but that is a
it's
point.
A false decoration.
The same form
yeah.
changes by history.
Postmodern.
Sure.
Yeah.
Postmodern is a false thing, and I'm very nervous on postmodern,
sure. but that
because
is
it's cheat. It's
yeah.
They are cheating.
Yeah, but that
yeah.
is the point, exactly,
yeah.
that you have what you call now a new kind of decoration could be something like a well, the context with function and etc., etc. That could be a good kind of, you know, the decoration is everywhere at the moment because everybody is happy about decoration. You see Fiorucci, etc., and everybody.
But you know, even Art Nouveau was something different, not just ornamental things.
Oh, business, but
it was
in Italy,
really a new
exactly. But you see, there is a very big in the German countries as Austria, Jugendstil.
Yeah.
Has much more, is different from the Floreale Italiano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Here
completely.
It always, it came very late, and it's already almost only decoration, without understanding what stood behind.
In Germany, I would say it has much to do with constructivism.
Exactly, and the same, especially in Vienna.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this in Italy, I think there is lack of knowledge in this field. But you can't put together Jugendstil and Floreale.
No.
Already in the name Floreale is a little bit ambiguous.
Yeah.
It means that somebody didn't understand. And I think that the Caffettiera, to speak about things that I did not a long time ago, is a timid tentation to do a decoration without drawing flowers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Is to have maybe decoration without as a new phenomenon, known as drawing flowers or forms or geometrical forms. This is the thing. Now we are working with other two fellows. One is Fabrizia Scassellati, that is working in Super Studio.
Mm-hmm.
She won the prize for the credenza that was from Domus.
Mm.
And the other is Patrizia Scarsella, that is from the reduction of Domus.
Mm.
The three of us, we are doing a very big theoretical work that is exactly in this direction. And for the Agnelli exhibition, I don't know if you heard Futurama, Giovanni Agnelli has Fiat.
Mm.
Is organizing a very big exhibition in the Lingotto,
his
building,
yeah,
about the future of architecture,
mm-hmm,
the futurismo in the history also.
Mm-hmm.
And we are elaborating a theory. We hope to find it. I was always out because I'm working now on this model, because we are presenting a very big bronze model.
Mm.
In which we took, there is a small element, a cubic form, that is a temple.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are doing a grand quantity of copies of this model, which will be treated in different way. Already the temple is for me a very basic form, because the first building man did, I think, was a temple. In dolmen, all those things are not houses, they are temples.
Mm-hmm.
And all the buildings we are seeing outside, if you look here on the windows, they are all temples. The doors are temples.
Mm-hmm.
And temple has a very, very important thing. It gives us the courage to stand the death and the life. So we created something that we dominate, because the priest was nominated by men, but we can go to this priest and have some courage, encouragement from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting relationship. I thought about much when I worked on the chess sets. So already the temple is a symbol of useless architecture with fundamental importance to life, to mankind. It's a very strange phenomenon. And that's why we took a lamentary temple as a model. And then we have a different elaboration of this model. We are doing a different treatment, from coloring it by heat or cold, hot or cold. We are doing it, we are gilding it, we are silvering it, we are doing it with more than 20 different metals. We are doing it afterwards with different metals. So we are covering it. It's a false thing. It's bronze inside and gold outside. And then we have this who is done all from bronze or all from iron, from cast iron, or from rubber, or from plexiglass. And then there are those who are brilliant, those who are opaque, those who are dark, clear, the colors, basic colors. All those treatments has to find to do again with our senses in the relationship between man and the time, because we know that time passed. We have relationship. We know how. And materials are getting old, so we know that if we want to have a sculpture that will rest for many, many years, we'll do it normally from white marble, because we know that the Greek sculpture came to us, and I will not do it from paper, and because I know that paper. So we have very strange possibility of understanding time through materials. It's a very big quality that we are not using it anymore. But we have it, so it's a type of decoration, for example. It's a type. It's giving another dimension to our life. If we are, if we can dominate this thing, if I can, if it is, it has a importance, a cultural importance and physical importance. I maybe dominating it, I can invent new things. Maybe I have. I can give. I can develop it to really to a decoration, to the level of decoration of in the past. And this is the field that I'm interested in. Now we are doing it to this exhibition. I hope in the 1st of March to finish it. It's quite difficult. It's difficult because every fragment of this big carpet, because we are doing a city, multiplicated, this temple multiplied for many, many pieces in many, many materials. So you have a city. In the end, we will have a city, the future city, that is constructed from from a temple. And in this city, we have all these many, many variations. Only every element has another variation. They are always the same elements. And the difficulty is in this thing, because this is the enormous quantity of possibilities, endless possibilities. This is very, very interesting. It's very stimulating.
But so you are doing the outside of this, or also the inside, the interior?
I don't believe that there is a difference between inside and outside.
Well, historically it is, I would say, between public and private.
No, but when I'm speaking about these phenomena, I'm not speaking now about... I'm speaking about the senses. So it's a possibility of that we have to understand, to feel some phenomena. Now, how to elaborate it? So we have to elaborate in different levels, because to touch materials, we can't touch it outside, we have to touch it inside. For the house, for example, we can have complete different sensation. Maybe in this, not maybe, I'm sure that Mendini, when he speaks on the soft house, exactly understands so what he's speaking about. And for example, we have a very a big range of new phenomena to study that are in the soft house. And because soft, it doesn't mean only soft. It can be also a hard thing that seems soft. As in the, to return to the cafetiera, the handle, it seems soft, but it's hard, it's bronze. So it's quite the senses. I think this is the field now that I'm trying to understand.
But anyhow, in general, you are more concerned with the, let's say, environmental things or architecture in a way.
My dream is to make architecture.
What about the pieces, single pieces?
My dream is to do architecture. Possibilities are, as you know, especially here. So, first of all, I don't have the experience of Natalini, that is my teacher, or others. So, for me, the level of design is a possibility of doing a project and realizing it. See it how it functions. It's a special of past a study that I can do to see if a thing that I thought realized is the same thing. It is current. The project is current to the result. So I can do it only in design.
But you would consider it as a step in between towards architecture?
No. Now, yes, because I'm doing only one thing. And almost I'm doing one thing. But I think that they have many things in common. Every architect has to be a designer. This is not, I don't think that there
and
is
reverse
the discussion.
Also?
The
reverse,
no.
This
is the difference. This is the difference. It's one direction only. So because it's the scale has to do a lot of things, and the connection to place has it to do with them. It's useless. The things I'm doing, I do things in, I don't know, you're doing the Volkswagen in Germany, and once in Italy, in Africa, in Alaska. But the house, if I'm doing in Italy, it will remain always in Italy. And if I did it in the angle of Borgo Allegri or another place, it will remain there forever. So there are factors of completely. Also, there is enormous quantity of information in the building that in the cafeteria is so small. Even if I want to put it, I'll never be able to put it. It's a different scale. But in a building, I have a lot of situations that are similar in size to the object of design. Mm.
Practically.
Yeah.
Do you know what we need, what we want to do?
No.
And why don't you discuss with me?
It's strange because we are in this group, we are speaking about a lot about our future, because we are a little bit confused, all of us.
Everybody.
And we are confused not so much for the profession, because it's okay, but our private lives. We get to know that architecture is not a profession, because most of architecture in the world is done not by architectures, by architects. Architecture is way of thinking, is a way of, it's a faith. Almost, it's a relation.
Faith, not but a way of thinking. I would
it's a way of living.
It's much more beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
but that is a problem for architecture, my gosh. That is a problem that these stupid architects always take themselves so serious. That they really take themselves as if they are gods. That was a problem of Bauhaus. The same problem.
No, I don't think of this.
It was always a structure. You know, that is, well, you know, I'm speaking as something like sociologists. So I would say. It is really always a problem that the architects always feel that they have to construct society, that they are to... And it has something, it is objective because they have
exactly.
to do with town planning, etc. But if they don't give up this stupid, dogmatic, authoritarian, godlike, religious attitude, I think they, as long as they don't give this up, they still go on to make this stupid architecture we see all around. It is really, for me, really a problem. It's a point, you know, we discussed slowly with Natalini, but Natalini, that was a corner when Natalini
went away
talking. He didn't like to talk about that point. And I think it's really an important one. For me, it's a problem, for example, with some projects by Natalini. I know some, you know, when he goes to become town planning structure, I always have the problem if he is not going to be quite monumental what he's doing. That's for me a very rough discussion point with the architecture. Therefore, I just, you know, it's something to
I
do
know
with
this,
it.
This thing is not, I know this point of view is quite. Known to me, I don't see it exactly in this way. When I'm speaking about, I don't want to change anything, anyone. And for example, I don't want, and I will try not to do never town planning, because I'm not believing in town planning, because if I'm speaking about senses, about things like that, you can understand that for me, town planning, something that I believe, I am sure that always was done by politicians and will always, they will continue to do it, and that it's useless to lose time trying to correct something, and I don't believe that that somebody would manage to do something in this way. But there is a factor that in architecture you have to deal with everything a little bit. You are not a sociologist, you are not a philosopher, you are not this and you're not the other, but you are a little bit of all of that. So this what gives you a very stupid dimension. This what creates, it's not only the front of other people, but the front of ourselves. It gives, you eat from the tree of knowledge, as Eva did, and then what happens, that you know things that maybe you shouldn't know them.
And
this is the thing, that the improv, you find yourself frustrated because you are involved in things that maybe you know that you don't know nothing, you know the difficulties, it influences your life, I can't, it has to influence my friends, it means my relation with my friends, with everything. So it's very strange and very difficult position. I think here we see it strongly in Italy, because we have a lot of architects. Many of them are working, this is the thing. I think that you are meeting me or others, that we are not working, but there are many of my friends that are, they're working, they're constructing a lot, and they're doing also money from architecture, and they're staying excellently. You never know them. And I don't believe they're architects. They're doing the profession of architecture. And this is what I said, that there is a very big difference between the profession and I don't know, maybe faith is really too strong, too difficult to, but there is something that in the moment you begin to think, you begin to enter, to have some knowledge, you discover that you don't know nothing, that I feel myself completely ignorant, and really I'm feeling that it's not to say the things to say to have a nice facade, and I'm very much frustrated from this kind of point of view. Also, I know that I want to involve things, and I know I'm doing this small thing, but I'm nothing. I feel that always when I'm thinking about something, in the moment that I'm thinking about a thing, already I'm not interested in it anymore. When I'm beginning to do, if I'm not doing a thing very, very quickly, it doesn't interest me anymore.
I understand.
And this is the problem.
Well, that's the point exactly that, let's say, we as theoreticians always, we don't have to be practical with our work. You know,
we are lucky, but also it's quite ambiguous. You know.
So, but we never need to, you know, it's a problem always that, it's for many intellectuals that we all are teachers at least. At last, we cannot be more than teachers and write some books or something like that.
Oh, but this is frustrating. I'm teaching now in the Syracuse University, and to have this impact with Americans improv, completely, they think completely different. They are other people.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are better or worse. I don't try to understand it even, but they think differently.
But I think it's,
I like very much my situation of
Europe. Think different.
But I'm very happy to be European.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, the Americans.
Yeah, very, very
naivety. It is just incredible. You know, read American theoretical books.
You know, like this.
You're doing the competition for Edith Zeta with them.
But I always get laughing if I read American theory. It's so naive, and they're talking. In one sentence, they're talking about God, dialectics, Hegel, economical, whatever. It's just incredible. They really produce ideologies.
It's again, for example, I can't support the people who are neglecting the past. I don't think that past is the only thing we have to look at. But the past is a result of centuries of experience. And they were not afraid. I don't believe they were stupid. And they were not afraid to have myth. Today, people are laughing immediately when you are trying to speak or to make them understand some possibility of giving a myth to things. It's strange. Because this is the only thing that really gives us courage to live. This is the poetry of life.
Maybe they don't exist anymore.
Oh, I believe that, yes. I am fortunate maybe that I have a little bit of this world. I think that they are losing a lot.
Well, we can still fight, but I think...
I'm happy that you saw something in the cafetiera, perché, yeah. Because most of the people think that when they see these things, immediately they are trying to collegate me to Memphis. And I'm so nervous on this fact because I think that Memphis can't discuss on this thing because the starting point is completely different. It's completely... Yeah.
No, that's clear to me. I never would have thought of Memphis when
I know that.
Your
most of the youngsters of Memphis are coming from Natalini.
Yeah.
Look, if you are taking today Milan, Thun, Zanin, Beppe Maggiore, all of them are getting out from Florence from Natalini.
We know.
Very interesting. Yeah. He's one of the biggest teachers today in Italy.
He is a myth, you know, for them.
No, he's not a myth.
For them, he is.
They don't understand him.
That might be, but they all talk about him, you know. Always they say Natalini.
Even if they
but
make
it's very
a little different.
He's, you should come to see his lessons.
The big gray shadow behind, you know.
I think
really,
there will be
for them.
There will be a good contribution by him for the book we make now, because it will. This the letter and all the story he made when Abbot Luminat asked him for a new laminat.
He's not
this
is.
We will print in the book.
That's
nice. This will be
the
book.
Studio, the squares.
Then we make
then
the letter
the
and his small picture there and his exposure. And we give these 5 pages or so just for people will be in the book, and I think quite in the middle of the book it could be.
And it will be quite rough to the new design, you know. I mean, when he's included with his very rough work.
And that is what we wanted to have then when he showed it. So. We have to talk with you practically. You know that we make a book?
Yes.
Very good. So we need things. Photographs, sketches, ideas. You see, we tape you all the time.
Yes, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, sure.
I'm quite shy. No, it's. I'm quite shy. The problem is that we are living so together, this group, and we are working. And now I'm working, I don't want to exaggerate, my 18 hours a day on this project. Because I don't have all the time, because I'm teaching here, I'm teaching there. So in the end, what happens is that for myself, I have quite a few time left. So when I have this possibility to speak about those things, it's as a vulcan. I can't stop anymore.
That's good for us. But
which type of material you need? I don't...
It depends on you. I mean, what you did and what you want.
But for example, 2 different coffee machines.
No, these I like very much. The problem is that from the cafe machine of Hanover, I have only, as I finished it and I brought it immediately in the next day to Milan, I didn't do did pictures. The only photo is of Santi Caleca that there is in the catalog of Hanover. It's quite bad.
It's bad.
It's
yeah.
As
it's
it's also they did a mistake because there is the you have the plate beneath the cafe.
I saw it by.
Yes, it's a mistake because you have there this, the upper thing is when you are changing the cafe, or you are changing the cup. The cup is standing on a small grill, so the cafe can go inside.
Yep.
To record it. So
preserve,
it's not used to put the disturbs me also as form, as
sure,
idea.
Sure.
And I don't have it because it remained in Hanover.
Hamburg.
In
Hamburg.
Hamburg, yes, in Hamburg.
Well, they now make a shop to sell things.
Yes, but I'm thinking to, I want to ask them back the thing. Because I didn't.
I would
I think
suggest
you should do,
do that.
Really
the thing is that I didn't know the
conditions.
I didn't know nothing.
Yeah.
In the salon in Milan, I presented a chair. I don't know if you saw it. It was published in the Domus on the salon.
Yeah.
I have here some
it.
Photos.
I
This chair, it's quite a funny chair.
Like also coffee?
No, thank you.
Is
this chair?
No, I never saw
it. You have three positions. You can have it down, in middle, in the high. Three high. A stool, a chair, and an armchair.
Mm-hmm.
The front is the side, and this is how it is. This is the cafetiere of
Marco. Eigentlich geschlossen, aber
er macht
aber das finde ich schon ganz gut.
Glaube.
Ja, ehrlich?
Ja,
nee.
Ich bin
über die. Guck mal, das ist der Stuhl oben.
So when I was in Milan, because of the factory that I'm working, that they did the chair, presented it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there, and the.
Fantastic.
I don't think so.
You don't like it.
I did it with my student. With a student.
Uh-huh.
This I'm very very furious on this fact.
Yeah.
The time
yeah.
I like very
yeah.
much
you like, yeah.
to do things.
Yes.
Most of the things I'm doing with others, with
mm-hmm.
many people,
yeah.
with
mm-hmm.
different people, and I was very very happy to do a thing with the student.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot. Then the competition in the of AR,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
of interior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This competition that was of interior design.
Mm-hmm.
I won the prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you saw the work.
No, I didn't.
This is a very interesting work, also theoretical. It was to do a practical work.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a very interesting thing. So they asked to have interior, but a practical thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me, I did my house. I have a very small apartment here in horrible condition from 1500. On the last floor, which the with all the walls in around it, it's the last floor up, are the main wall that gives to the city, doesn't have windows. And in Italy, I don't know if you know, in Florence you have this the old cities done from walls that are common to two buildings, that
mm-hmm.
are the constructive walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On those walls, although you are in the old last floor, you can't open windows. So I can't open window to the view. And
mm-hmm.
I can't see the view that is the front. I have the cupola Brunelleschi and I can't see it. So already a long time ago, I began to think about the problem of windows and doors, because
mm-hmm.
as we are working theoretically, and I arrived to the conclusion that windows are not serving to put light and air inside the houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in it. I think that we have houses to have to be able to dominate a small area, and to have a shelter, and we are completely we can dominate things only if we control also the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if in this situation is that we see what happens outside, we can confront the two situations. If, for example, now it's going to rain, and we are sitting here, we're hot, and everything is excellent. So we are satisfied from this situation, because we know that outside it's a different situation, and we can dominate. I can choose to be outside or inside. And this was giving me this membrana that is giving me the possibility of choice or control to see who is coming to attack me. This is the important. That's why the churches doesn't have windows, because you have to be completely to be afraid and of God, and to have to be dominated, not to
dominate.
Okay.
So
it's a, you know, that because it has to do with this very good. You know this work by Dan Graham when he made this. It was house windows, and he put a TV camera. For, you know, these American house windows, where the
housewoman
and housewife is sitting, looking through the TV, but the window is very open. And he made a TV camera,
outside.
Video camera for outside, and a monitor inside, and. A TV camera inside and a monitor outside. So everybody who was passing outside, he saw the inside, and he also had the window, so he had this double structure.
And you know, in a way, it was very theoretical about American living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has much to do with this osmotic situation, which is in the
exactly.
Window.
This is the right word.
Yeah.
In fact, and so this competition, what I sent, I did a hole in the wall, a very small one. And I gave the spy of the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I gave
fantastic.
Them a spy.
That's
and
cool.
What I did that, to exaggerate, I did three scales.
Mm-hmm.
Scales. You mm-hmm. go up three grades, mm-hmm. and then you look outside,
mm-hmm.
And you see the view.
It's a good idea.
This was the idea, and this what I said. I left the apartment here. I didn't want to intervene to do drawings out of this thing. So I said that my girlfriend has a very nice. I said that this project is for her. I hope to buy the. I hoped then to buy the apartment, but in the meantime they are throwing me away.
Mm-hmm.
So it also has a very sad feeling. But it was a very good for me. It was the occasion to say what I wanted to say about the window and about the security of men.
Mm-hmm.
I liked very much mm-hmm. Peter Cook. Afterwards, I knew him here. He came here to Florence. It was quite interesting.
Peter Cook, I think he was.
Not Peter Cook. He came Peter Davy. Peter Cook, I know he's a friend of.
Cook is not so good still.
He is a friend of Natalini from the time of AA.
Yeah, then he was good years ago. I liked him voice.
Yes, now he's practically he's done. He doesn't know.
Doing
it so
makes drawing.
Oh, this is the problem of, for example, to for this competition, the thing that I was interested in, sending drawings, and the drawings were very elaborated. In fact, in the reproductions they did afterwards, you don't see it. I chose handmade papers with there is a lot of collage of transparent Chinese, Japanese, very fine car. It has the quality, very sensitive. It has a very big sensibility in the drawing, because this is part also the way I represent the thing is experience for me of doing, because I don't have time, and I don't have maybe also then enough energy to sit down and to do something to do it for doing, and that's all. So I have to be stimulated. So when I'm doing a competition like that, I'm trying maybe to do a little bit too much. And also the representation was completely very, very sensitive. It has a very, very delicate colors. It has very difficult techniques of graphics. That are the collections. I think that I'm very, very Baroque.
Habt ihr die Kaffeemaschine gesehen von Prater?
From Prater, yeah. Yeah. So you see the part of it's from bronze. It's not. Maybe Alessi will produce it because I had a telephone from him and I have to go to the factory.
Mm-hmm.
The this. You see, it stands like that on the.
The chairs, are they produced?
The chairs, they will be produced. They had to be already produced. I had the problem that the prototype was in Milan, and Beppe Maggiore for 3 months didn't send me. So as they arrived to Prato the last week, the end of the week, and the next week I'm going to the factory, and because we have to change it, it's a prototype, and we have a Zanni of Poggi Ponzi. It's an unknown fabric that normally is doing reproduction, perfect reproduction of all the Bauhaus. He's doing the from Berlin, from La Barcelona of Miss Van der Rohe, Broi, La Cesca, all those things he's doing without permission of anyone.
It's Poggi Ponzi.
It's near Florence.
Yeah, I know. Poggi Ponzi.
And he's very curious man. And when we did this competition with Felice Rossi, she came to me and I did the drawings for the hall, and I was very. So I told her, well, look, take a table and begin to draw and do the things. And so we elaborated the project. And when I heard that we didn't want, that is quite normal. And so I told her, look, I will do something. I called Zanni, that I know him for quite a long time. Zanni, try to do this thing for publicity, and that's all. Because I don't think it's a kind of chair that it's interest as a exercise. I don't I don't believe that it's good as a chair, but it's an exercise. And again, for me, it's a very good exercise.
Yeah.
And I want to see it realized.
Yeah.
So I asked him, and he said, okay, okay. And we did it in the co-op, the chair. It was also a very strange story because we have it in the very difficult at the beginning of the winter. I don't know if you know, there was a gradinate in Poggi Ponzi that destroyed half of the factory. So he couldn't do it anymore for the salone. So I took one of my artisans and I asked him to do this curved line. He did it for me, and then we went in one Sunday in the factory, and we did it Sunday with two workers in the factory, old vector, those who are working there, I don't know, 30 years in the factory, so they were experienced people. And we did it practically in one Sunday, then we did the finished work. And he brought it to the salone. It's quite funny to see all those Bauhaus chairs in the middle to see this funny thing.
Can you give the address of Zanni in Poggi Ponzi?
It's Zanni Poggi Ponzi.
Just so.
Yes.
It's enough.
You want to go there?
I don't think we have not time enough, but I would like to send a letter to him to get some what he's doing.
I will send you. You leave me your address. I will tell him I have to go to the factory.
Yeah,
okay.
Really, but don't forget it because I'm really interested in it. Because I like Poggi Ponzi very much.
The name is excellent.
It's an incredible city, a town. And I once saw the
football
match.
Poggi
Ponzi against something else. It was fantastic football match. So just by chance, when we stayed in Siena years ago. And I like Poggi Ponzi because it's not, you know, it's absolutely rude and
just
rough
normal
town. It's nothing
not
tourist. So it was great. The football match was fantastic.
Well, anyhow,
so you don't
what
forget
are we
it.
Going to do?
No, but you have to leave me your address.
Yeah, we
sure,
shall
we
do.
Will.
We will do. And well, yeah, the comp now, yeah.
So I hope the next. Months we'll be able to begin. We want to do a very small series of 180 chairs. The prototype was probably is going to the Museum of Prato.
Hmm.
This less.
Not bad. If you earn money with it, it's okay.
Money you don't earn from
no.
those things.
No.
Not from the museums.
No, really?
No. In museum again, and in our important as
publicity.
Yeah. Also. It's a pity because they can stimulate it much more.
Sure.
Is that the lamp?
This is a lamp that is based on the human proportions.
Mm-hmm.
then it works about the phenomena that I, with my hands, I can point to a man, I can close my hands, ears, mouth, I can do all the things, I can speak with my hands. So this lamp has a lamp in the center, and then has the three elements that is blue, yellow, and red, that I can cover the lamp. Then I have the flag, a metal flag, that I can send the lamp where I want. It's the same thing. I can point the light, I can close it, I can not hear it, or things like that. And it seems as the world, as the constellation, the sun that is going around, and the sun, eclipse. And this is the idea.
So, what shall we bring into the book? You know, it's a book on your design, whatever that is.
Yeah,
it's a book about all the contradictions. It is a book with contributions by such as Bansi, Tuluki, Pidin, etc., and Mariscal, and